Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the lead. The purpose of the lead is to introduce the big idea. It sets the thematic pace. It forges instant connection, and it brings the prospect to the point of being convinced it's a relevant, profoundly useful solution. So that's kind of the purpose behind the lead. And how to craft an effective lead. First of all, 200 to 800 words of copy after the headline, that's kind of your lead. It includes promises and deeper benefits. It tells a simple, quick version of the story, maybe just sort of a summary of the big copy. You want to keep clutter at a minimum, provide the details, and just keep it real and honest and candid. Different lead types: the secret lead, story lead, problem solution lead, prediction lead, big promise lead, system lead, and offer lead. And we're going to go through each of those now. So the story lead: the cockpit fire that nearly killed me also saved my retirement. The critical steps I took in this emergency can save your retirement from catastrophe too. Urgent. If you feel like something's not quite right in the stock market today, do this now, right? So it's just like a perfect lead-in story, and it gets all the curiosity flowing. The secret lead: three secret retirement programs the U.S. government doesn't advertise. And then see this parentheses? Note, they're open to all U.S. citizens, yet 99% of retiring Americans have no clue they exist. Better yet, not one of them has to do with 401ks, Medicare, IRAs, or anything else you've ever heard about. So notice how it's like the secret. There's something you don't know. Oh my gosh, I need to know what's going on with this. Problem solution lead: no one thought it could happen in North America. A parasite that uses your body as its personal feeding ground, taking over first your stomach, then your entire GI tract, forcing you to crave the food it wants, while slowly destroying your body from the inside out. It's intense, right? Prediction lead: it will be as a civilization-altering development that will jam up our credit lines, mute the roar of our mighty military engine, topple the world's biggest monopoly, and send shockwaves across markets, finally bringing the curtain down on capitalism. It's a picture in your mind, right? You can actually picture it in your mind, the curtain coming down on something called capitalism. The big promise lead: brand new knees in 90 days. And then it goes into this story about, do aching joints keep you up at night? Yes, yes, yes. It asks a bunch of questions that says yes. The system lead: the prime system, the only proven way to increase your market returns by 300 to 600% while cutting your risk in half. Just very simple, straightforward to the point. This is sort of a sub headline almost. Simple, straightforward to the point, and it immediately says, wow, it's proven, and 300 to 600, I at least have to read it, right? Special for Agora Financial readers: get a free copy of the just released IOUSA DVD, right? So free copy, awesome, I wanna know. So the prospect aware spectrum. On the spectrum, you have anywhere from most aware to totally unaware, right? And you want to craft your message, you wanna craft your marketing from direct to indirect based on where they are at in this awareness spectrum. So for the most aware, you want to use very direct. For the most unaware, problem unaware, solution unaware people, use more indirect. Okay. And which lead type to use? Offer lead is the most direct lead. So use it when your prospects are the most aware. The story lead is the most indirect lead, and you want to use that when your prospects are the least aware. That's a lot of times in Facebook ads, people use stories because the leads haven't been introduced to you yet. The rest of the lead types fall between the direct and indirect based on how quickly they introduce the product. Choosing which one to use depends on your prospect's awareness level and the big idea of your campaign.